Far-right extremists armed with sausages, grilled meat, and fish attacked a vegan cafe in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia over the weekend, the cafe alleges. Kiwi Cafe in Tbilisi, the capital, canceled a scheduled showing of U.S. TV shows after the assault Sunday night, it said, blaming the attack on the Bergman Movement, which it called a neo-Nazi skinhead group. The national newspaper Georgia Today quoted witnesses as saying members of the anti-communist Georgian Power Movement were also part of the melee. Far-right extremists visited the neighborhood about a month ago, asking nearby shopkeepers about the presence of foreigners or members of the LGBT community at Kiwi Cafe, the cafe said in a long statement posted Monday in English and various dialects of Russian. The alleged attack came 3 days after Georgia's Independence Day celebrations, marking the republic's separation from the former Soviet Union 25 years ago, for which the government put on a display of military might in parades and public gatherings. Some of the celebrations drew large groups of nationalist extremists marching with banners reading "Georgians for Georgia," according to the Georgian service of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, a U.S. government-funded news service. The slogan is a twist on "Georgia for Georgians," which the Georgian government denounced in 2005 as poisonous nationalist rhetoric. Radio Free Europe described Kiwi Cafe as a counterculture-style gathering place that opened in Tbilisi about a year ago, saying it employs an English-speaking staff and is popular with foreigners. The cafe alleged that local residents and even police joined the nationalists just because, in their view, we are different. The assertion couldn't be confirmed Tuesday. They said that we must leave their street, leave the country, do not establish our procedure, because in Georgia it's not accepted to act like we do, according to the statement. The cafe said that despite the opposition, it is ready to accept all customers, regardless of nationality, race, appearance, age, gender, sexual orientation, religious views, etc. Equality is the most important thing for us, it said. This article posted by Alex Johnson for NBC News.